Chapter 29. Virginia. The Dust of Reverie. Upper Kelbell sings mournfully out the window as I sit on the edge of my son's bed in darkness. It smells like him. Machine oil and pine nettles. His gizmos form a pile on a dark workbench at the far window, next to a shelf crammed with souvenirs my husband brought from his campaigns. Hydra eggshells from Africa, sun petals from Mercury, coral growth from the thermic sea. But no totems of war, as if my husband wanted to pretend he'd gone to explore instead of kill. Pax's clothes still hang in the closet. His shoes line the wall, laces still tied, the back squished down. One day he'll wear them again, but hopefully never learn to wear them properly. Bring my son back to me, and I'll leave Luna, I pray. But who hears a prayer to no one? Not Victra. She believes only in the power of herself. I hope it is enough. It must be enough. Out the gabled window, water laps against the stone stairs that lead down to the lake. Beyond the shadowed trees, the estate's Lion Guard detail patrol. Here only to protect Deanna, Darrow's mother. She hates Luna, but lingers here as if knowing Darrow will need her when he comes back. I turn over an enigmatic device I find under Pax's pillow, something he built from the parts of six others. He had a meeting scheduled with Quicksilver to try to market it for his consumer products division. Was it for this? I activate its trigger, and it emits a soft hum. I angle the concave projector toward myself and dip into a stream of opera. I tilt it away, and the stream disappears. Elegant. He built that for you. I look up and see Deanna at the door. He thought you could have your guards use it on you in all those meetings of yours. Always thinking of others. I set the device down on the bedside table. It's a fly in amber, I say. The rooms that remain. When your husband died, what did you do with his possessions? She leans against the doorframe. It tires her to stand too much these days. Barely over 50, she's had a hard life. Used what we could. Bartered the rest for rations. Darrow liked to eat. She searches my face. I've spent enough time in the past, love. The dead need no tears. They don't rest easier for our vengeance or our guilt, she shrugs. They'd want us to live. And life's about the now and the future, eh? Dale gave me 3 wee ones to remember him by. I'm lucky at that. And they gave me more wee ones to love. And they're all still breathing, far as I know, so don't start wallowing now. We've got our family to save, here. I think you might be the only person alive who still scolds me, I say. That's because I'm the only one you still need to impress, she says with a grin. Now off your arse, lass. The man's just landing and he's gonna be mad as a pitter at me. Laughter comes from outside the house. The front door opens with a creak. An engine powers down. Shuffling footsteps come my way. Dancer limps with Deanna around the kitchen corner. His smile dies as soon as he sees me. Well, ain't this the dirtiest of traps, Dancer says. Since when did you stoop to politics, Deanna? He turns to leave, but Deanna blocks him. Don't be a bloody damn idiot, either of you. You've been like 2 bickering hands. It's embarrassing. Now, sit, she snaps. Grumbling, Dancer takes a seat across from me. Deanna shuffles to the stove and ladles out 3 bowls of beef stew. I slaved over this for hours. By the time you're done eating, you will have come to an agreement. Or I'll be back here to paddle the shit out of your ears, here. Now, I've got pants to patch. Can't have Pax coming back to holes in his knees as well as his family. When Dancer found out from the media that Pax had gone with Victor on vacation to Mars, he was not pleased at missing a chance to say farewell to my son. He was as much a grandfather to the boy as Kavax was, a cruel ruse, but necessary to dispel his curiosity at Pax's sudden disappearance. We linger in awkward silence. I've always felt very much a slaver in the old Red's eyes, guilty for my height, my health, and suddenly feeling foolish for the expense of my clothes. Dressed in a scuffed brown jacket, leather boots, and drab grey pants, the resilient man makes no airs. In fact, he more resembles a Martian agriculturalist than the terrorist captain, who became a senator, who became a tribune. He sits down to shovel stew in his mouth to get it over with. I join him. He pauses. "That third bowl isn't for Deanna, is it?" He looks around warily, focusing on the open window and the dark gardens outside. Patchel bell twitter in the trees.
"You're like a desiccated turd, old man."
Dancer wheels about as Severo parts from the shadows near the pantry. "Must be hard holding back a fleet all by your lonesome."
"Severo, you are one stupid bastard. Says the pot to the kettle."
Severo sits on the counter, one leg dangling off. Dancer glances to the hallway that leads to the front atrium.
"I brought a cohort of wardens. If they saw you here, at the scene of the crime..."
"Nah."
Severo draws Tickler from his boot and starts cutting his nails.
"Those blue capes hate getting dirty almost as much as the pixies wearing them. They're burning down the city chasing after you."
"Instead of chasing the syndicate," Severo replies.
"Well done, them.
In case you've forgotten, Wolfgar founded them, just as you did the Howlers. This time they'll go for the kill."
"Then don't invite them in," I say, annoyed.
Severo will behave.
"Virginia, now is not the time for the Sovereign to be sharing stew with fugitives, no matter who they are, or how untouchable she thinks she is."
"A fugitive leads our best army," I remind him.
"Lass, don't false equivocate. Mercury ain't lunar. This is supposed to be the heart of law and order. At current tally, that human right there is wanted for 68 counts of homicide and 100 more capital offences, half of which are against the state."
Severo just stares at him.
"I will not reduce my office to meeting with secret cabals. That is beneath us now. We are not the son of Ares. We are legitimate. I will act that way, even if you do not."
He heads for the door, wanting so hard to be legitimate.
"Pax and Electra didn't go with Victra to Mars. They were kidnapped by the Syndicate," I say.
He freezes.
"That's why Severo has been on Luna. That's why he's in this room, amongst other reasons."
Dancer blinks, processing, then exhales and slumps back into his seat in pain. I glance at Severo. He watches Dancer without even a hint of affection.
"When?" Dancer asks.
"After Quicksilver's birthday."
"Sadly, I know the date."
His lips make a tight line beneath his beard.
"That explains a few irregularities. So you and Darrow would have found out after Venus?"
Severo just watches, so I nod. "And he still went to Mercury."
"Apex arsehole, right?"
Severo chimes.
"Please stop," I say.
Dancer doesn't let it go either.
"Coming back to his men is one of the only good and true things he's done in the last year, Severo, which is more than I can say for you."
Dancer glares and looks down the hall to the sitting room. His eyes linger on the hearth where Deanna knits. It broke my heart, but not my expectations, that some Red saw my boy as a perversion. Dancer never did, no matter what he thinks of me. He would sit with Pax on his knee by the fire, smoking his pipe as my boy slept. Did it right up to the age where he'd be the one to fall asleep, and Pax would put the pipe out for him and tuck a blanket under his grizzled chin. Dancer is thinking of the passage of time, how many years ago that was, and wondering where they all went. I know, because the same thought monopolizes so many of my own hours.
"So tell me, how badly are you compromised?" he asks.
"I'm not the one who is compromised," I say. He frowns as I pull the data drop from my pocket. I've long suspected that the Syndicate Queen was working for, or in conjunction with, another party, possibly one within our government, thanks to Theodora and a new method of interrogation. I have uncovered evidence.
You know who she is?
He asks warily. No. Unfortunately, she doesn't even trust her dukes with that information, but there have been revelations.
Show him, Severo says.
I tell the data drop to play. Severo scoots forward, so he's within the three-dimensional perimeter of the hollow. Memories are imperfect. They bleed into each other. We skitter through fragments of his life. The Duke is at the beach one moment, bending to pick something up. Then he is riding in a shuttle, speaking to his queen. Her face is obscured with a mask that writhes with what looks like locusts. It was too much to hope for a perfect look at her face, but I'll get one soon enough. We have her location. But first, we will make sure our own house is in order. Finally, a hotel suite expands around us, faded where the Duke of Han's peripheral vision ends. The ceiling is the clearest, carved with cupids and forest creatures. Candles float beneath the ceiling, dripping down wax. Heavy breathing comes from the memory, the sound of sheets clenched as the breaths quickens to agonizing climax. Then, a perspective distortion that makes the cupids grow larger than the closer candles. Spasmodic psychedelic light pixelates the cupids above, dissolving their bodies. They drift for what must be a minute, before racing back together. Focus pulses out, then in. Breath eases out, and a man's head rises upward, laying kisses on the Duke's chest until Dancer's face fills the memory as he closes his eyes to kiss the Duke on the mouth. It seems reveries are imperfect, I say. Auditory recall is extremely flawed. So are actions. They reflect latent guilt, and sometimes alter to seem more heroic. Faces, on the other hand, are almost never forgotten. The colours are often different depending upon the time extract, the mood more magnetic or colder. A brain is not a hard drive. The spaces between, that jumped, you noticed, are, well, I guess no one has ever called them anything before. Let's name them fissures. The fissures are the time between the memories we retain. I've not had long to make a reconnaissance. Some span minutes, some weeks. Most reveries are laced with fissures. I only found this one because it was entirely intact. He cherished this memory, it seems. Unfortunately, a hologram is a poor means of communicating the memory. Prime fidelity occurs from sympathetic shadowing. I tap my head. Literally experiencing it, I assure you, it is quite strange. How? Dancer asks, his face flushed a deep crimson. His outsized minor hands are squeezing at the edge of the table. The wood is starting to splinter as he stares at the reverie. I have technology that maybe one, probably two others are familiar with, though not to my degree of sophistication, I don't think, but they're on Mercury.
I meant, how is that any of your bloody damn business? He growls, looking at me like he's about to lunge forward and rip out my jugular.
Severo slips closer to my side, as surprised as I am by his venomous reaction.
You think you can blackmail me with this? For my vote? Ruin me? Drag me in front of the Branders like some poetic horror? I don't care if my people spit on me, if they say I should be gelded, if you rob away the only thing that matters to me, slag you.
Even Severo is rocked on his heels by the anger in Dancer's eyes. I made a mistake. The moment the video started to play, Dancer thought this was a shakedown. He kept this secret his entire life, because the only people left in mankind to look at homosexuality as an aberration just happened to be his own, while the one that embraces fluidity is the one he's warred against for most of his life. That one has sculpted his culture as they saw fit. Mine. He thought I was threatening to expose his inner life. Knowing he thought me that cruel is a jarring blow. Severo is there to pick up the slack.
You really ain't got a clue, he mutters.
It ain't about that, boyo.
Dancer looks ready to kill.
Then what is it about?
Just that the man you were, you know, playing hide the viper with, is third in line to the throne of the syndicate. That's all, I swear. Dancer goes sheet white, anger vaporized in a snap of the fingers, replaced by sheer bafflement. His mouth opens and closes.
What?
The syndicate. Black coats. Prostitution. Child slavery. Narcotics. Hired murder. Kidnapping. You know the lot. Sort of the worst people on the moon.
That,
he looks at the data drop,
was the Duke of Hands.
He sits motionless.
Shit.
He rocks his head back.
Shit.
Severo and I exchange a glance. Dancer eases out a breath.
You two thought I knew. That I was his accomplice.
She didn't, Severo says. I did, sorry. He backs away to the counter, as if distance will erase the memory of Dancer wanting to rip his throat out. Forget malice or anger. All should beware the wrath of an offended soul. She insisted we talk before, you know. So, his name is Faustus. Or I thought it was. Found me in the park. You know I can't stand all these buildings. He told me he was a painter. Face like that, you'd believe anything. But I know the games. I don't keep intel at my home, or talk in my sleep, even for someone like that. He nods to me. Your father's agents were cruel teachers. We learned to be careful.
Got sloppy though, eh? Severo says.
He that good in the sack? Dancer doesn't speak for a moment. Guess I thought I deserved something good. Was off and on for a couple of months. I told him I wanted it to stay on, then he disappeared. He plays with his knuckles. Do you think I put Pax in jeopardy? No, I say. You didn't have our flight plan. He might not have wanted anything from you, I say. It might just have been the association. I believe you were the fall man. Steal the children, release this to me, or to the public.
Bet your DNA is all over that little love crib, Severo says.
Dancer looks at him in irritation.
Hey, you did the deed. Syndicate probably took video too, all the good angles.
We both look at him.
He literally fucked a terrorist. I can say what I want.
What does the syndicate want with the children? Dancer asks. They don't have them. I tell him all I know, including how the Obsidian must have reached the downed shuttle before my mended, and Sephi's intended plan. When I have finished, he leans back and rubs his jaw. In the wake of the revelation, he's demure.
Gods, letting them take the mines is a risk.
What if they use blunt force? He asks.
A storm on Mercury is one thing, but war bands of Obsidian on Mars...
Sephi has seen what insurrections do to militaries. She won't alienate the populace.
I hope not. But you're right about one thing. We need the Obsidian. You want me to convince the Reds of Cimmeria to get on with Sephi, I take it.
Not for free, I say. I need you to convince the Reds to do it in return for Sephi giving them the share of the mine profits Quicksilver stole. It will be a partnership.
And if I vote to let the Reaper die on Mercury, I won't be able to convince them of anything. The Reds of Mars will think I've become a Lunese.
Correct. Question, Severo says. If Dancer's the Red Herring, then who do you think the Queen's partner is? Who are they trying to protect? It could only be one man. If Dancer was set up to fall, if Pax was meant to get leverage over me, I say... Qui bono? The most immediate effect is a power vacuum in the forum, so it must be a senator. With my son out for ransom, I'd be compromised, so the tribunes would vote for a new Daxo, Severo sneers.
Oh, shut up, I say. He's put off. If anyone is an insidious mastermind, it is that obelisk of a human. Octavia did want him alive. She's right, Dancer said. Wouldn't be Daxo. Wouldn't be me if they released this. It'd be compromise. They'd need 2/3 vote. Vox would block Daxo. Optimates would block any Vox. It'd have to be someone both parties would agree on. Someone the public would accept. Someone incorruptible. That gas bag, Severo says. No way he's a criminal mastermind. Publius is allied with the Queen, I say. I feel the certainty forming in me. 10 years ago, Publius was no one, just a public defender for low colours. How did he rise so high, so fast, with no benefactors, no campaign donors? Is it so impossible to believe that someone came to him years ago and offered him the world if he would only answer the call when it came? Is it so impossible I could have been fooled by someone so close? No, I make mistakes all the time. And thinking of how he left Daxo's office with that comment on the decor, I realize it wasn't an offhand remark from the mouth of Babe. It was a taunt. All his years of crafting that incorruptible reputation suddenly makes sense. He's not going to vote with me. It's a trap. With the silvers I lost, and no coppers or followers of Publius, no fleet will sail. The vote is tomorrow, I say. Even if we had evidence on him, it wouldn't matter. He's too popular. We take steps to gather evidence, isolate him.
And if he is indeed a collaborator with the Queen, with Atalantia...
Dancer's aspect darkens at that. We will bring him down with all the proper and legal might of Moonhall. But for now, we must address the issue. The enemies of our Republic expect us to be divided. They found the fault lines between us, and they jammed a wedge in. We must stand together. Dancer, I need your trust, and I need your votes.
You think Atalantia did this through the Queen? He asks.
Her or Atlas must have coordinated with her in some way. I don't know which, but it is a gold hand holding the strings. They seek to turn us on one another. Dancer looks at the data drop. Before I can react, Severo smashes it to dust.
Far as we're concerned, boyo.
Dancer stares down at the dust of the reverie.
I believed I was dirt once, he says slowly. For these.
He tilts up his sigils.
And this.
And traces shapes through the dust, and his voice loses the learned words and the sharpened consonants as he sinks back into the mind.
Was my own clan that did me wrong.
His heavy eyes flick up.
Didn't know that, did ya? They burned off me what makes a man a man. Ares found me bleeding to death in a tunnel.
He knew what they'd done. He fixed me in more ways than one. But he did one better. He taught me it was gold that broke us. Taught me red could matter. Taught me I mattered. 10 years I never saw his face. He looks up at Severo. When he took that helmet off to you, to me, and I saw gold, I wept worse than when they gilded me. First man who said I wasn't broken was the master, the slaver. Hit me good, right here. He thumps a chest with a flat hand, and I saw it hit him. I wasn't his best. I wasn't his favourite. But I was the only one who believed like he did. Was me that chose Darrow.
Was me that had the keys to Tinos.
He swallows.
Boy, that father of yours never judged me, except by what I'd done. Began to understand I owed him the same. Made a choice then. I'd stand before him. Him that freed me. Him that made me different. Made me a force. And I'd tell him what he told me long before. A man is his actions. Not his blood.
He looks back at the remains of the data drop in sorrow that even now he still hides his truth.
The jackal came before I got that chance. That is the greatest regret of my life.
Your pa was my hero then, and he is my hero now. I knew I'd never see his like again. I was wrong.
Dancer blows the reverie dust from the table and stands to look up at me. Ares dreamed of individual freedom because of his son and his red wife. Darrow dreamed of a world without monsters. Dancer's private dream was more delicate. He believed it was gold who made his people wicked, and without gold they could be good. Bit by bit, he's seen reality wither that dream on the vine. But now that he knows it was still a golden hand poisoning the soil, making him indict the very object of his faith, doubt the mission of his life, inside the stalwart chest awakens his holy wrath. There is the warrior. Got a lot of hate in me, he says in a low growl. Got a lot of fear that you won't ever understand. But none of it's for you, Virginia. We'll disagree again soon, I'm damn sure of that. But if our enemies think we'll devour each other... Nah. Today my sovereign is the Lionheart, and tomorrow she will have my votes. We will rescue the free legions. About bloody damn time, Severo says.